Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba. You know, it's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. What are you going to get that friend or friends? Whether it's for a regular friend or a friend that you're in their pants, you can make this season a jolly one with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products, and you're going to have all the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you, big boy. Santa cares about a sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty. It's all by going to manscaped.com and using my promo code Bubba. That includes free shipping and 20% off. Smelling good doesn't stop at the shower. How about the Crop Preserver? It's a ball deodorant. Or the Crop Reviver, which is a ball toner. They can solve your stank problems all day long. And once they touch your sack, you never go back, buddy. Get 20% off and free shipping using Bubba as your promo code at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba. Manscaped. Get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
Royally screwed us.
Oh no.
And Blitz, who's the most negative man in the history of the free living
world.
I'm
recording.
And hello, everybody.
Hello.
You can say that stuff about Facebook again because no one heard it.
Yeah, I will. hello, everybody. It's a good day.
Hello. His name is Poopa.
I got it in my head.
His name is
Poopa.
Let's just see.
He likes
too.
Big titties.
Please send us bits. If not, send us pics of your tits.
Or Gallagher will show his tits.
All right, so welcome to the abbreviated Bubba the Love Sponge after show, November 16th, 2022.
Hello, welcome.
We are exclusive on YouTube. BubbaArmyRadio.com, the Bubba Army app, and tune in. We are not on Facebook today because Facebook said that our Gallagher post showed nudity. And so we are in a 3-day posting and or commenting timeout. Mm-hmm. Now, I just had an opportunity to request a human appeal.
Because it was AI that thought Gallagher had female tits.
Yeah.
And so, poor Gallagher.
Yeah, so we had Gallagher, who's, by the way, dead now.
He's fucking dead.
And so we had Gallagher. I could probably play. Is that on? Is it on?
It's on our YouTube.
It's on our YouTube, yeah. It's on our YouTube.
Not to be confused with our ban from TikTok for your role.
Blitz, so it just goes to show. It probably wasn't AI. Silly. It was probably somebody that turned us in.
No, it's AI.
And
let me see these tits.
Yeah, let me see. Let me get back over so I can play. You can send me the link to. I got it right here. Videos.
Got it. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, right here. Here we go. Boom, and I'll be able to play it for everybody. Over here. Boom. There we go. So Gallagher, who died just what, last weekend? relatively soon.
Yeah.
He died, and so anytime somebody dies, we then try to find when they were potentially, if we ever had him as a that little beanie looks kinda cool on you.
Thank you.
I like that.
You like that?
By the way, go get one of those beanies if you'd like for you cold weather people at BubbaArmyStore.com.
They're really nice material.
$22.99.
I like them.
$4 shipping. We'll get it right to you. Merch Crick literally is obsessed with it. She's like right by their computer. Every time she fills it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Gallagher dies. And Gallagher, did you know he was born in Tampa?
Yeah.
No.
He went
to
Plant.
Yeah. USF and graduated with an engineering degree.
Right. Yeah.
So Gallagher is in Tampa, I don't know what, 2016, Lemmy, something like that?
Yeah, 2016.
And he comes on the show. That's when we had B-Fud, you know, here. And Gallagher starts off this show by saying, I don't want to do any fruit stuff. I just want to go here and be Gallagher, the comedian, and hit some one-liners, promote my event, and that's it.
Like, some of his comedy was actually really good.
Yeah, back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever saw it? I mean, like a whole set.
So I'm like, okay, Gallagher. Well, we start talking, and is this the entire interview, Lemmy, for the most part?
Yes, it is. It's like
and
58 minutes.
By the end, yeah, by the end of Gallagher's segment, we got again. He started by no fruit, no nothing, mm-hmm. no sludge-o-matic. Just let me. I'm like, all right. Next thing you know, by the end of the segment, he's in his underwear, in the shower with a mentally slow guy. Smashing a watermelon in his underwear in my shower. And so as soon as he dies, I'm like, Lummy, I know we got. So we went, Lummy and I met here on Friday just before, this was just after baby almost killed little Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And we go into the green room, Lummy, and we go back to the old, and we do some research, and we find, you know, we find it nonetheless.
Yep.
And so we put it up on our YouTube channel, Rhett. Makes a good little video of it, and it's been doing really, really well. And since usually I hold off on stuff that's on YouTube and don't put it on Facebook until a few weeks later, but since this is very topical, the fact that he just died, mm-hmm. and it's not going to be nearly as topical, you know, 2 weeks from now, I thought I'd put it up on Facebook too. A lot of times I'll put them up on both. And so I put it up on Facebook, I think maybe last night. And I wake up this morning, I'm eating breakfast, and it says your account, your Facebook account is prohibited from posting or commenting on things for 3 days because of nudity.
And it said it on your phone, as you mentioned. It said it on your phone.
Right. I actually have a Creator Studio app that I use, Blitz,
mm-hmm.
and it said it there. But I couldn't find, so I saw it, but then it disappeared. And
then when you got here this morning, you loaded it up on the computer, using a computer.
Yeah.
And you saw the video. There was no information, no strikes.
No.
Because we talked about it.
Yeah, yeah. Blitz and I talked about it. I'm like.
And you said this is what happened. And then you said, but like, look, it doesn't say anything on the video. You were refreshing it.
I actually,
like,
you
it's
know,
still there.
Pulled it up, put it up on the big screen for Blitz to look at. And this was the back end of the Creator. I'm like, Blitz, it's. Mm-hmm. Like, it's.
You said this morning when I got up, I saw that it said we got a strike, but. When I came in here, it doesn't say anything anywhere.
Right.
And the video is still up.
And so it's still up, still eating. So Blitz goes, I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe they made a mistake because I know that Gallagher was not nude.
Mm-hmm.
And they and on my phone, when they tell me, they say, genitalia, female nipples, unless breastfeeding or for protest, which I don't know if you're going to an anti-Trump rally, you can whip out your tits.
There's the chicks that protest nude against eating animals and stuff, PETA people, they get nude. Getting nude's like the new thing.
We need to do that because it sounds like they allow that.
I guess so.
Right there, Blitz, in the thing, it says, female nipples unless breastfeeding or under protest.
Or like after birth, right after birth, or like there's one other stupid exception, but yes.
Yeah. So Anna will be protesting Biden today and this parking lot. We expect you to be nude.
Okay. Will do. Can I eat my yogi first?
Yeah, you can eat your yogi.
Thank you. My only request.
Well, and so we're like, Gallagher was not nude. And now listen, sometimes when we get we've had plenty of strikes on whether it's Twitch, whether it's YouTube, whether it's Facebook. We got a community standard strike one time on YouTube because Dan's opinion on the COVID-19 treatment, we'll just say that, we support WHO guidelines.
Yeah.
Whatever CDC, they say. Whoever, whoever's in
yeah,
charge.
Yeah, whoever's in charge and whatever the government says we're supposed to be doing.
They
we're
know
doing.
Best, and that's what we follow.
Yeah.
Amen.
And so we're like, we've got a few of those strikes, but we did say some shit. And we're like, you know, Blitz, we did say, meow, 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 is mm-hmm. meow, meow, meow. We did say, JD Cakes, Dr. Dan prescribed.
Hey, watch out. Be Janie careful. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I said, bam, bam, bam.
No, I know.
Janie Cakes took some pam, pam, pam. And YouTube said, hey, we didn't say that you can say motherfucking pam, pam, pam.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to say pam, pam, pam. You're not supposed to say a drug that is FDA approved and you can go down to CVS and get. You can't say that drug. You can't even utter the word.
Right.
Bam, bam, bam. But we did say bam, bam, bam. Sure. And they gave us the good news. A 1 week suspension. And we've had some suspensions that at the end of the day, Blitz is like, well, we didn't do it. You know.
Yeah, I mean, like the rules won't be dumb, but they're the rules. And we, you right. know, we I guess it. We broke them and broke whatever.
The broke the fucking rules.
Yeah.
And like, you know, when we got like, we've got some Twitch violations and Blitz was like, you know, technically, you know. Like,
yeah.
Sucks.
There was, you know, one little drop of blood on the blood sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But Blitz, who always never sticks up for me or the company.
No, I always do.
No.
But I say the truth.
No, but like I'm saying, you always, like, if there's one little wiggle room where we kind of fucked up, you'll make sure you accentuate, like, oh, we didn't fuck up.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
But even Blitz was like, Gallagher was in his underwear and was never nude ever on this motherfucking video. Now, Blitz did say that the AI probably picked up his male boobs as female boobs, and that's where we're at right now.
Poor guy.
Right?
Yeah.
So here is the video that's got us suspended off of Facebook for 3 days for nudity.
This is the real guy.
Now, YouTube didn't have a problem with it because, well, quite frankly, there is nothing to have a problem with.
They have a better AI, obviously.
Dear Facebook, your AI sucks. This is Gallagher in red underwear.
I know.
If you can't see that he's in red, look, hold on. That is that not red underwear? Do you
sure
see a penis?
Is,
yeah. Do you see balls? Do you see an ass crack?
Nope, but I see some man boobs.
Do you see an old man with man boobs and a sludge-o-matic?
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, you could kind of see how the AI might think that was a female a chest.
Like an old woman?
An old female block rocker, but
yeah.
It went to a white snake video.
Yeah, well.
There's a long-haired bald spot.
Mm-hmm. Times.
Well, yeah.
I'm also an Eagle Scout, and we...
Gallagher.
I have 100 jokes nobody's ever
Gallagher,
heard.
You got to learn how to be a little more thick-skinned. Everybody, that's what men do is we bust balls and we're just, you know, we're just having fun right now.
This is jokes, baby.
Yeah, I mean, we're just
I
chilling.
I brought in the jokes.
Oh, yeah. You did?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you gotta send you 10? Didn't I
yes,
do
but,
what
no,
I
but
said?
Yes,
no,
gave, but
I wrote those jokes. Every day I write 2 or 3 really good jokes.
Well, let's talk about that, Gallagher. You guys, I should say, or maybe some of your people sent over some jokes.
I did.
Yes.
Okay, you did. Okay.
I think they were shitty as hell, too.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
All the time.
Okay. Now, first of all, Gallagher, I think you and I probably in this particular town, I feel for you, Gallagher, because I got kind of a bad rap as well. And I've probably done some things wrong in my radio career. So I was thinking that today, Gallagher, could be like a new lease on life for both of us. We could kind of like, you know, forge through this and you kind of just dispel some of the Gallagher is a dick rumors. And I work with you and we work together on this. We try to be good guys for once.
Okay.
That's what
look,
I was thinking.
I'm the manager, I'm the writer, and I'm the performer. So somebody has to set limits.
Right,
and
I understand.
So it appears
I mean, Gallagher was really full of himself.
As though the guy that's really funny is setting limits. But that's just...
Oh, no. Are you calling me not so funny, Gallagher? I'm just asking.
I do it all.
So now, Gallagher, you did... So I'm thinking...
I do remember this is one of the weirdest feeling interviews ever.
Really?
Yeah.
We can get through this. And I'm sorry that my... hold on. B-Fud's over there. B-Fud, what's wrong?
B-Fud, a man who has an IQ of 62 and a major speech impediment.
Do you know what Gallagher's net worth, they say, was when he died?
What?
$100,000.
Hold on. Listen to how he says Gallagher.
Gallagher.
You did. So I'm thinking we can get through this. And I'm sorry that my, hold on. B-Fud's over there. B-Fud, what's wrong?
Gallagher, why you be so dick?
See, I don't know this guy. And
I
have a big problem with
I understand.
Time, and they forced
Patrice
me
O'Neil.
Into doing Who? Jokes.
That Patrice
I
O'Neil.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to.
Remember the guy that I was mentioning
yesterday? Be quiet. Let me just.
What?
You fuckers.
What?
I said Patrice was like the greatest of all time, and Dan and you were like, I don't know who that is.
Never heard of him.
Who's that guy? I've never heard of him.
Well, what are you saying?
They just mentioned him.
What'd they say?
They just said Patrice O'Neill.
Yeah.
Just introduce you first to Gallagher, and whether he chooses to talk to you or not is on him. Okay, Gallagher, that's how I feel.
Was that your idea that I should come here, and instead of meeting you first, I should meet this guy?
No, all of our guests.
This guy.
Get a pre-interview with him and a post-interview. That's the way we've been doing it forever. But if you don't want that, Gallagher, we don't have to do it. We don't have to do it. I'm here not to... Gallagher.
And we turned it around so much, Anna, that he went from hating B. Fudd, not wanting to do a pre-interview, to having B. Fudd as his assistant in the shower doing...
We're just doing standard protocol, and we don't have to do it. I want to let you know, Gallagher, this is my news guy, and he talks to the guests before, but it's not a prerequisite for you to be on the show. If I was being... I don't care if you don't want to talk to him.
A lot of these morning shows are stupid.
Right. he was right on that.
Go into that area.
Well, Gallagher, I don't think we're stupid.
Good. Well, because if I was being, have a guy if I was being, not real if I was being doing the news.
Well, actually,
oh,
he's Gallagher, really intelligent.
But Gallagher, if you just think about this, because I know that you are a cynical thinking man and a comedian, and you're very talented, okay, and you've done a lot in your career. But in it, don't you think that's kind of funny? Now, whether it's you choose not to participate with this guy, don't you think that having a guy that's minted or you really with a 62 IQ is funny? Don't you think that's funny?
No. An eminent Chicago physician to solve the overcrowding problem in his hospital by instructing his staff to use anal instead of oral thermometers to increase patient turnover. That's a news item. That's funny. It's a joke. It's a butt joke. That's...
Wouldn't it be funny of a guy with an IQ of 62 delivering that with a speech impediment?
Go ahead, try it.
That's funny.
I mean, but see, Arnie, thank you.
Guess what? Chicago...
Hold on. I think B. Fudd actually tries to do the inner. Hold on.
Hold on. And what now?
Hey, guess what? In Chicago, a guy tried to put a butt model inside someone's butt.
Yeah. You want to go for the lighting right now? That was good.
Arnie, you got to admit, that's pretty funny.
I like that. But, you know, other radio stations have actually people like you that are famous in this area that are about as slow as he is.
Oh, listen, let's just address that. I got a guy named Mike Calta, who I hate. Okay,
I don't really know him.
Listen, we don't have to act like we don't know the 100-pound elephant in the room. And he was disrespectful to Gallagher.
Here's the problem.
Hold on, hear me out. Hear me out.
Okay.
I'm sticking up for Gallagher on that deal.
Okay.
Okay, and so this guy kicks Gallagher out, tries to make the joke on Gallagher. I'm not all about that.
I'm all about
interviewing Gallagher. If I asked him before if he wanted to do the fruit, he agreed to the deal, and so there was no hidden agenda. I didn't know that my semi mildly retarded guy. I guess I can't say that. Here to be his buddy, because I opened the conversation by saying him and I,
you guys missed that one,
both kind of got bad reps.
Yep.
So let's forge through it. That's what I'm saying.
Here's the only problem I have. I'm a New Yorker. You know that. New Yorkers stick together, as you know, Jim Florenti was my roommate.
All right, so anyway, go watch this on our YouTube and our Facebook. It got this footage.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, they denoted nudity as the issue. It's obviously not nude, and they made a mistake. And Blitz, I think after a manual review, they'll see that we'll be back on track nonetheless.
Not today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey.
Well, I mean, not right now. We're not on there right now.
No, no, but probably in the next.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully someone looks at it today, and then tomorrow we'll be back on there.
Are they pretty good with turnaround?
Usually. None of them are. Oh. None of them are.
Yeah.
Day or two.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Hold on. Hard telling what could be on the phone lines. By the way, today has to be an abbreviated show because I got to go to the doctor and get my labs read. Hello.
Hey, Bella. It's Brian. I was wondering if you have an opinion on this merger with Live Nation, Ticketmaster, Sirius, Pandora, all being owned by one company. How is that going to affect you in the future? And honestly, like, how is this allowed?
First of all, my opinion is I don't know how the DOJ ever approved the Sirius XM merger, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, Blitz, there's only two players in the satellite space, and that is an absolute fucking monopoly if I ever saw one. And so that's what the DOJ, I mean, that before they were able to, before Sirius was able to buy XM, they had to go in front of the DOJ, and a lot of people were like, oh, it's not going to get approved, there's no way, and it did. So I think there's some shady shit there. Now the company that has since bought that company, I don't know,
it's the Malones, John Malone.
Yeah, John Malone. They own, I think, Pandora, Live Nation. Well, you probably know more than I do. They own SiriusXM, Pandora, Live Nation. What else, bud?
They just merged with Ticketmaster.
Okay.
And one more that's not really that substantial, but
well, rumor has it they're going to buy iHeart too.
Oh no, iHeart is one of them. iHeart is one of them.
One, the DOJ could rule that iHeart's in so much trouble that Malone could save them. I personally think that the DOJ should tell iHeart to, you know, sell what it can and reorganize. You know, iHeart doesn't seem to, I mean, they still have 800 or 900 radio stations. I don't know why they wouldn't start selling them to try to alleviate the debt. Why they got to keep them all together, I don't know. You know, radio, regular radio is in trouble. Almost every Beasley, Audacity, Cumulus, all of them are on the verge of or have already filed bankruptcy.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to hijack the show, but...
No, go ahead. I mean, listen, our after show is hijackable.
Okay, but the issue is that when I see the Ticketmaster and Live Nation have become one company, now all of a sudden, and Live Nation has third-party resellers, so they're actually involved in much more. So now, essentially, what they're going to end up doing is letting bots buy up tickets and then resell them and then profit from those resells. Not that I want to go see Taylor Swift, but her front row tickets are going for $26,000.
Yeah, I mean, the Bruce Springsteen just got into a big shit show with his, you know, like with that particular thing happening as well, where the average guy like you and I can't get on Ticketmaster, be the first one on and get a good seat because all of these inner bots that are ran by the company has bought them and already aggregated them through various other brokers. So the average for the average guy like me and you, it fucks us. It does. But that's where everything's headed. Everything in life is headed for the average guy to get fucked, period.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of one of these things. I just thought you'd be interested because, like, it obviously is in kind of your wheelhouse of everything.
Well, my wheelhouse started with when Sirius, it would have been healthier for me and all other Opie and Anthony, Howard. I mean, it would have been healthier for all of us to have two players in the satellite space than one.
Well, yeah.
Because Sirius XM had Opie and Anthony. That was their big franchise. And Sirius had Howard. And quite frankly, XM was the stronger company. Had more subscribers, had better infrastructures. I think, Blitz, you may know this, but I think had better satellites or more of them.
They worked differently.
Yeah, but anyway, they were they had more subscribers and the whole nine yards, and it would have been better for talent. It's better to have two people bidding for you than one.
I know what you're saying. However, in this case, at least one of the two would have gone bankrupt or had to sell anyway. And they would have just, I mean, it would have been a fire sale because it's so expensive to run the companies, especially separately.
But I was there, Blitz, during the honeymoon period where they were paying top dollar for talent.
Sure.
And I would have, if XM was an option, I could have, well, initially when what was that guy that worked for, he was Opie and Anthony's boss and he was from Tampa.
Eric?
Eric Logan.
Yeah, Elo.
And I know Eric Logan. He went on, I think he still might be working for Oprah or went on for Oprah.
I don't think he is, but yeah, he was working for Harper.
But I was talking to him about going there and, you know, the money was great. It was better than what they were going to pay me at Sirius. But then right then, Blitz, is right when the merger started happening.
Yeah.
But by and the time I got fucked again.
By the time the merger went through, the one of the two companies were not going to last.
Yeah, long. I know. But I don't like, I think our Department of Justice is a joke on who they allow to merge and who they don't. And it's just everything. Everybody's bought and paid for. It's all lobbyist driven. And it's to fuck the little guy. It's like when Walmart rolls in and, you know, the local hardware store or, you know, down the street, you know, gets, you know, or the mom and pop grocer or, you know, gets shut out.
It sucks because, like, you do have companies that have been doing well for a long time, whether it's mom and pops or, you know, maybe franchises that have expanded. They can't compete with the big guys because, for instance, I had to go get something at Tractor Supply the other day.
I love Tractor Supply, by the way.
Yeah, I was looking for a certain part, and they were like, it's going to take 2-3 days. I'm like, okay, that's not a big deal. And then their price was so high. And I was just like, is there any wiggle room on that? And I ended up talking to the manager. I wasn't, you know, it was really calm. And they're like, this is how much we have to pay for this. And I said, you have to pay more than if I were to order it from Amazon. Now, if I got it from Amazon, I have to wait 2 to 3 weeks and it's from a private seller. But how on earth could they possibly compete if they're paying more than I could get it?
Because you don't want to wait 2-3 weeks. You want to get it as soon as possible. That's the point.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay, but plus, I'm one of the only people I've never purchased from Amazon. But that's not the point.
Tractor Supply has to ship it, store it, and do everything
Amazon.
Else.
I love Amazon.
I know.
I love Amazon.
I know. But the thing that I'm concerned about is more of a deep thing with the music industry, and it's going to affect so many people. You're not going to have quality content. Obviously, that's
affected regular radio. The content sucks over there, and everything that's good has gone into podcasting or streaming. It's like it's almost kind of like regular TV. Do you find yourself watching the ABC stuff, or do you find yourself streaming Hulu, Netflix, you know, Paramount? It's all everything that's good is now on, you know, on the net, streamed.
Oh yeah, no yeah. I mean, if you really think about it,
you know, Joe Rogan isn't on, you know, KLOS in Los Angeles. He's on a streaming service, Spotify. So that's where everything's going. And we started making that transition in 2017, and that's how we single-handedly survive. Period.
Oh no, I mean, I absolutely love it. You know, I've seen the transitions go on with you guys, and everything's been a good move. But I'm just wondering, like, in a year, what's going to be the screw job that ends up affecting you guys?
Blitz, what would be the screw job that would affect us?
Gallagher's tits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
We seem to kind of have found our little lane, and as our YouTube gets bigger. And other digital presence outside of Twitch, and it looks like we might pick up a couple regular radio affiliates. You know, our world, we're pretty much self-sufficient on streaming alone.
Perfect.
All right, bud, man, appreciate your call. More importantly, I appreciate you listening.
I've been listening for a long, 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 long time.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
But he just never calls in.
Never does.
But I mean, our and I'm not trying to be disrespectful for anybody in regular radio, but our regular radio world could end tomorrow. Literally, all the affiliates could say, hate you.
Get away from me.
And guess what? We wouldn't miss a pay period. We wouldn't. We have built an unbelievable, we've built a pretty strong business model on Twitch, Facebook, YouTube, podcasting, OnlyFans, merchandise, BubbaArmyRadio.com. That's huge. We do well there. TuneIn, the Bubba Army app, all of that is not terrestrial radio. And, I mean, there's a lot of regular radio people who be like, holy shit, these guys are, and to the point where they don't even believe it. Like, they don't believe that John Kostika sent me $200 today.
Woo.
They don't believe any of that nonsense. Lemmy, you did find the John Bonet deal?
Yes, I did.
Is it pretty? It's pretty graphic, is it not?
I haven't been able to listen to it yet. I will be listening to it today when I leave.
JonBenet Ramsey continues to be one of the most high-profile murder mysteries in the nation, and one that still has her family seeking justice and pushing investigators, DNA experts, and government officials to come together and use cutting-edge DNA technology to find answers in this case.
What a weird story.
Yeah, and hasn't there been documentaries and all?
Yeah.
There's been all kinds of things done. Documentary and investigative and crime deal with regards to JonBenet Ramsey. And isn't the general, and I don't know, maybe I'm wrong here, but don't a lot of people come up with the opinion that the brother did it and the mom covered the brother up?
Yeah, or the parents.
Yeah,
or
the parents somehow covered up something and the brother was involved.
Right.
I think the dad's the one who's pushing for this, though. So.
Yeah, so that makes it even weirder. You're like, why are they pushing for this?
Is this him right here?
Yeah, he wants to figure it out.
Ever been tested?
Yeah, this is her father.
Yeah.
This is JonBenet Ramsey's father. You know JonBenet Ramsey, the girl from what, Colorado?
Yeah, Boulder. She was a little
beauty
pageant
kid. What, maybe seven?
Six. When she was killed.
She was six.
She would have been 32.
Day after Christmas, too.
Day after Christmas.
Yeah.
She was killed. Was she raped, too?
I think so.
Okay, yeah, it was a bad deal.
But they said that she either died from asphyxiation or
and they found
battery
they found the body,
head.
Too, right?
It was in the basement.
Yeah, the body was there.
They reported her missing, and then 7 hours later, she was, like, in the basement.
Hold on. They also found a ransom note.
Oh, yeah, which they thought was written by the mother. It was, like, super long.
Yeah.
So many weird things.
It was super long, and it had the exact amount that the dad got as a Christmas bonus the year prior, which was $118,000. Yeah. That's what it asked for.
Yeah.
Something weird.
By the way, they say I think her mom died of, the only surviving
cancer.
Parent is her dad here.
Yeah.
Mom died in, I think, 06.
Of
breast cancer.
Some cancer. Yeah. Could be.
Has never been sampled for DNA.
Cancer.
You need to get the DNA of your son, and you need to get the DNA of you. If I'm John Ramsey, I provide my DNA and I provide my son's DNA, obviously the mom's dad, and I say, here, because the first two people I want to clear are us.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's what you do.
Latest technology needs to be employed.
The frustration of searching for his daughter's killer is still painful for John Ramsey, who tells me he is preparing to submit a petition with over 17,000 signatures to Colorado Governor Jared Polis next week to put DNA testing decisions in the hands of a new agency outside the Boulder Police Department.
Now, why would the Boulder Police Department, like, why would there be a bad guy in a woodpile wanting to, you know, potentially not investigate this to its fullest? Like, why?
It's an old case.
It's an old case. Costs a lot of money to do this.
Oh, okay.
Time.
And you got to kind of maybe have to admit that you fucked it up.
That's
the first
thing, too.
We fucked it up.
Yeah.
That's probably the contributing factor.
I'm sure that's a lot of it.
We fucked this up.
Technology exists in the.
They got solved cases, they got cold cases, and then they got the we fucked it up case.
Yeah.
The brother's still alive, right?
Yeah.
You know where he graduated from?
What, UC Santa Barbara?
Purdue.
He did?
Yeah, 2009 Purdue. Nice.
Torterra went.
I know.
Mike Allstott.
Go Indiana.
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees.
Roger Staubach. Roger Staubach went to, I think, Army.
Oh, Army.
Really cutting edge laboratories that are using state-of-the-art techniques to analyze DNA samples.
All right. So what if they find, you know, obviously outside DNA on JonBenet.
Didn't they say there was some sort of unidentified third DNA that was never identified?
But why
didn't they investigate? I guess they didn't have the technology.
Yeah, I mean, well, if you don't have a person's DNA, they don't have
nothing to compare it to.
Right. If that bad guy that did this potentially to JonBenet never has gotten in trouble, never has been arrested, never has, you know, been, mm-hmm. hasn't done 23andMe.
And this guy's almost 79.
I'll tell you one thing. He looks pretty goddamn good for almost 80 years old, doesn't he? Mm-hmm.
This needs to go.
If government...
Pretty sharp, too.
...officials do not respond after the petition is...
I'd have a better appreciation for Boulder. I'm like, listen, we fucked this up. We really fucked it up.
Right.
A couple detectives fucking really just screwed the pooch on this one.
Admitted, Ramsey says he will absolutely seek legal action. Investigative genetic genealogy could be the answer to finally solving this decades-old case that has haunted the family of JonBenet Ramsey, who was just 16.
See, Blitz, I want to do the 23andMe. Sumo showed me his 23andMe stats and the little app you can go to and things like that, and I kind of want to do it, but I'm afraid that, like, all of a sudden I do it, and they're like, Mr. Clem, your DNA matches the JonBenet Ramsey. Like, you know.
I mean... That's why I didn't have you do 23andMe the first time, because they do sell your information and share it. It's for anyone that wants it.
May not do it.
6 years old when she was found murdered inside her family's
home. The one you did take wasn't as pretty, but they don't sell your information.
But here's the deal, Blitz. I kind of maybe need, like, I don't think I have any kids that can come back on me.
Okay.
You hope not.
And here's the deal. I don't think kids can come back on you. I don't think you can get retro child support.
You can.
You can.
You can?
Yeah.
I have someone in my
family. For real?
Yeah, Lummy's been paying it now for a while.
Lummy, do you know somebody that's going through it?
Well, someone in my family happen to him.
Can you tell me how it went down exactly, please? I'm riveted.
It was an uncle that was out in California and had a child,
mm-hmm.
and he kind of came back, found out 18 years later, he started paying child support after the age of 18, up until the kid was 18.
What's that? He paid. That doesn't make sense.
So hold on, Bubba. It's Lummy talking. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, no, it does. So what happened
was that he didn't know about the kid until he was 18, and then he started paying child support until the kid was 18.
Is
that what you heard?
That's what I heard.
I wanted to call Lummy out, but I'm like, you know what? If Bubba doesn't recognize it, I'll let it slide.
Lummy, right. You said he didn't know about it until after the kid was 18, and then he paid child support until the kid was 18.
Yeah, well, then when Blitz said something, I kind of started freaking out. I was saying too much information. But he had to pay back child support for 18 years.
Oh, he got freaked out that I said something, so he forgot to put the back child support.
Lummy, what you should have said is that he paid child support between the ages of 18 and 36.
Yep, should have, and I should have just shut up.
You're
for the
so
rest
fucking
of the story.
Stupid.
I was reading about this JonBenet Ramsey thing.
Hey, Blitz, did you know what? I found out I had a kid that was 19, and I had to pay child support until he was 19.
Yeah.
But I just found out about him at 19.
That's the way to do
it.
So
you had to pay for zero days,
paid
zero.
Nothing, yeah. I paid nothing.
Oh, wow.
That is what Lummy said, by the way.
Her Colorado home the day after Christmas in 1996.
Yeah, well.
Wait. So this is what happened, which is so bizarre. Hold on. I just lost it here.
Looks like they already ran a DNA test in 2003.
Right.
They were cleared. The father and the brother were cleared. And it was that third person that they don't know
about. I like
that
her name is JonBenet and the dad's name is John Bennett.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of weird.
Original. It said her dad found the girl's body in the basement of their house about 7 hours after she had been reported missing. So what happened in those 7 hours? Did they leave the house? Like
the detective, I read something like the detectives were looking around and like they didn't see anything. And the dad's like, "Oh, did you check this drawer or this area?" And they opened it up and like the body fell out.
Yeah. What? And then also about like
they didn't find it at first, and like something he did to open it up, like,
and I don't think that they found
it was in the basement.
The note until the dad pointed it out either.
And Blitz,
I think
you
the dad was like, "Hey, there might be a note over
didn't
here."
Didn't you say the note was written in the house?
Yeah, the note was written with from a pad of paper.
Yeah, they could see the imprint through.
Yeah.
And the handwriting, I guess, looked like the mother's.
Fucking weird.
That's bullshit.
That bitch did it.
She did. She did.
I guess they tried to blame it on a foreign fraction.
Right here.
A what?
This is the note right
foreign
here.
Foreign fraction.
This is the note that the killer left.
What are you trying to communicate?
Let me...
A foreign fraction, you know, like one quarter, but in Mexico.
It said that represent a small foreign faction.
Oh, faction.
Well, if you read it, it actually looks like it put an R in it. So if the letter.
Oh, foreign faction.
And here's the deal, man. If you're working smart, Blitz, and you're out there in Boulder and you're working smart, you're like, you have a meeting. You're like, listen, let's just blame it on the mom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's get all the evidence.
Makes for a better story anyways.
We'll mom it up. We'll get it. Well, oh my God, look at this. We found some DNA. It matches the mom. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then it's done. There might be some dude rolling around here who did it, but fuck it. Blame it on the mom. Poor little thing. Hers is dead by now. But it closes the case. It lets Mr. John Bennett Ramsey sleep better at night.
What if that fucker did it?
He didn't.
Who knows?
Well, they already did DNA and they cleared him on that.
Yeah, they did. He was married to a murderer and didn't know it? The only thing he's guilty of is maybe playing some reindeer games on the investigation, trying to possibly... That's why I think the mom did it, because he obviously was protecting somebody. And if they did DNA on the brother and him just recently, after she'd already croaked, they may not have DNA on mama. You know what? Say, Blitz, if they don't have DNA on mama, they didn't take any after she died, and they didn't take any while they investigated, then that's who did it.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking mom did it.
I just blame her. She's dead.
It's easy to do that. You blame them when they're dead.
Yep.
They're dead. They're dead.
They're dead. They're dead. And the show's over. It's over.
His name is Grandpa.
We'll be back tomorrow.
One new sports show at 11:30.
God, I hope it's smarter than his contributions to date's two shows.
It'll be on YouTube.
Fucking straight R. It will not be on Facebook, Lovey. It's just going to be on YouTube, and I guess you're starting it soon, are you not?
11:30.
Shoot sooner, right?
Yes, sir.
The Lummy Sport Babyface?
Yep. And the Filthy.
And the Filthy?
And the Filthy.
You can tell the Babyface I was right on the Bucks and I was right on the Packers, wasn't I?
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
You got money to prove it.
See you tomorrow.